This is Annie here. It's been a long time since I've done a Spoken Sunday. I'm going to read the first part of a flash fiction that I published up on my blogspot for the Write Anything's Friday Fiction. I've called that Precipice. If you'd like to read the whole lot of it, it's on annieevett.blogspot.com. It's actually too long to record on an audio boost, so I'll just do the first couple of hundred words or so. Yale fiddled with the heavy pottery mug, swishing the remnants of the inky contents around at the bottom. He looked up as he felt the waitress hover at his elbow. He answered her disinterested gaze with a slight shake of his head and drew his mug closer to his chest. She thrust a small credit box in front of him and eyed the ceiling while he slid his card along the verification slot. It blinked momentarily before displaying the positive credit notice. Yale hadn't realized he'd been holding his breath until the waitress slouched away. He rubbed the card, silently thanking the gods he wasn't allowed to believe in. Bringing the mug towards his mouth, he halted to stare at its oily surface. Other patrons hunched there at the booths, peering similarly into their own cups. Cigarette smoke hung lifelessly above their heads. Yale slurped the dregs of his mug, gritting his teeth to strain the coffee granules from the liquid. As he stood, he used the back of his hand to wipe his mouth, taking the moment to surreptitiously glance around the diner. A downtrodden workforce, discouraged from social gatherings or frivolous conversations, kept their eyes downturned, interested only in finishing their meals and returning to their places of toil. She hadn't come. In a split moment, Yale was breathing freely, but was immediately struck by a stab of disappointment. Why hadn't she met him as she'd promised? His feet rooted to the spot as he fumbled with his top pocket for his work ID card. After pressing his thumb against the translucent screen, a tiny green readout flickered above. He wasn't rostered on for another couple of hours, not long enough to get home for sleep, but too long to continue to drink coffee and wait for a girl he shouldn't be seen with in the first place. A shuffling mass sloped up to his booth and grunted. Yao shuffled to his side and pulled his fingerless gloves out from another pocket. Neither men met the other's eyes as they pushed past one another. The smell of hot grease and chemical fumes soaked into the other's jacket wound its way round Yale. I'll leave it there, but that's from, as I said, Friday Fiction, and the sentiment of the theme was a culture of solitude. Thanks to those people who have commented, and I look forward to you going back and checking that one out. I'll put the link up on Audioboo, and I will hopefully promise to try and do another audio boo this Sunday. It's good to be back. Thanks.